As part of our StoryCorps series on criminal justice, we bring you a story about readjusting to life on the outside. Kenneth DeLosa, Tyrone Smith, and Ben Smith helped found a reentry organization called the First 72 Plus. Located in the shadow of the new jail, it was created by formerly incarcerated people to help others transition out of prison and build for the future. Their motto is, us helping us.
It's been over 20 years that we've known each other. And most of that time has been, for me and Ben, has been in prison. And me and Tyrone has been on the street.
But something good came out of the whole ordeal. And the takeaway in all of this is how we started the 72 Plus. Tell them what the 72 stand for.
The reason why the organization is named the First 72 Plus, because those first 72 hours upon your release from being incarcerated is one of the most critical times of your life. That's what's going to tell whether or not you're going to stay out here on these streets, those first 3 days.
If we'd have been still waiting on the state and society to help us do this, a lot of these guys would have been back in prison. How many people done came through?
Well, we got 36 guys that actually was resident in our transitional house, but we got 146 guys and women that's under the umbrella, which is our outreach. All these people, we have provided what we call wraparound services. You know, we got them a job, we got them Medicaid, we got them the ID, the birth certificates, Social Security cards.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How many of them you think would have been returned back had not we would have
I see operated? Almost out of that 148, man, and I am really, really being honest. I have to say maybe about 130 of them would have went back.
They don't give you an ID. They don't give you a few dollars.
Right.
You're sending somebody on the street with nothing.
Nothing.
But then, on the other hand, there's a law in place that says if you get caught without an ID, you go to jail. I mean, you set me up to fail. You send me home without an ID. You send me home without a birth certificate. Mm-hmm. I've been in jail 40 years.
Right.
I'm nobody. I don't even know where to go at, first of all, to get the things I need.
Right.
No?
Not only that, you don't even have bus fare to get there.
Right.
Look, by the probation and parole being down the street from us now, you know, I'm constantly on Tulane Avenue, and I see guys walking down Tulane with the prison blues on. They got on the blue jeans, a T-shirt. So I pull over, and I park, and I wait till they walk up to me. I say, hey, man, how you doing this morning? I say, look, my name is Ben Smith. I'm the director of a program called the 472 Plus. I'm a formerly incarcerated person myself. I say, I see you just come home, bro. Yeah, I came home last night. I'm going to see my PO. I say, yeah. I say, well, take this card after you leave your parole officer. Give me a call or come around the corner, and let me get your outfit. So I'm glad we are located here because that have given me access to a lot of people that normally I wouldn't have been able to help.
A lot of guys that's doing right are the guys that people thought would get out and never
right. Look, that's why I say 135 of them will be in jail right now.
And one of the things the deputies, the guards know, most of the time when I leave, he was saying, you'll be back.
Right.
See, they had already figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
You going out there, you ain't got nothing.
Right.
You got to start from the bottom. And so we know you going back into the same environment, that same cesspool, you'll be back because there ain't nobody there to help you. The system was designed for you to fail. It wasn't designed for you to make it because everybody that don't go back, that's one less job that they going to have.
Exactly.
And so they want to see you come back. So this is the reason why they ain't putting nothing in play for you. They ain't telling you where to go, who to talk to. They ain't directing you nowhere. Just go back to that hood, go back to that cesspool, and sooner or later we'll see you again.
This piece was produced by Eve Abrams in partnership with The Justice Project, a StoryCorps initiative to preserve and amplify the stories of people affected by incarceration across the U.S. Learn more at wwno.org.